Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. This is Fonda, and today is Violet Flame Saturday. And our topic today is Violet Flame for the Abundant Life. And this is about abundance in every way. Now, abundance is really a term that can apply to not only your finances and the things that happen in your life, it also applies to the qualities of God that are manifest within you, so that our true abundance it's a concept. It's a manifestation of who we are and of what we are and of what we're meant to become, of our divine purpose, our divine destiny, of our life and our meaning. So it's very important when you do this to remember that. When you make these calls, to remember it's not just about the finances. It is also about being who you really are and being more of that true reality, which is your true nature as God. And how do we become that? How is that our true nature? That's something that's very important to understand. And so when we give these calls today, we will focus on that understanding. And what is God? God is all the qualities of goodness that you can think of. If it's quality of goodness, that is God. God is good. God is good, and in fact, the name God comes from the word good. So anything that is good, and of course, some people can be pretty subjective about that term. So it really has a more narrow approach. Just because someone thinks something's good doesn't necessarily mean that it is. So that is something we need to be careful of. But it's good if it's of goodness, if it's of the light, then it's God. And what is God but love? So one of the first main qualities of abundance is love. Because love is the attractive force that pulls it all together. Love is the fulfilling force that pulls it all together. So I would like to acknowledge our co-host today. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Good to be here today. I'm in Mount Shasta, and the sky is very abundantly blue today. Longest day of the year yesterday. Super moon coming up tonight to shine its bright light across our fair land here in North America, probably Europe too, and really feeling that we are ascending now and really moving into that divine abundance within, through acceptance, through what you're talking about, Rhonda, which is loving ourselves, knowing we are worthy of accepting and receiving and feeling and being with that divine abundance that surrounds us and is within us. So happy to be here on Violet Flame Saturday today.
Yes, and we were talking about abundance and what that quality is and what it means. So perhaps you'd like to give your view of that.
What does abundance mean? Well, abundance is a word that ascended masters tend to use quite a bit. And truly, I feel it's a natural state of being. It's about the Divine Mother. And the mother, what in Latin, the word for mother is mater, and we use the word in English, mater, for material, the material realm, the mater realm. And it's nice to think of the Divine Mother Light, the Mother Consciousness, as the material realm itself, lovingly taking the form that the Father sort of brings into the material realm. The Mother reflects back that form. And she is the material realm herself. So one way to think or feel the abundance is to feel the mother light, feel God, feel the Divine Mother, that loving nurturance right now at our computer, in our phone. Maybe we can see outside. Maybe we are outside in the air, the breeze, and the trees, everything around us made from God. And with God, all things are possible. So the love of the Divine Mother is really our abundance, I feel, and she wants to give us, her children, all of that, the abundance that creation can offer, and to really have that divine beautiful, glorious, golden experience in the material realms to celebrate God in all aspects. And so that abundance is really just a matter of us tuning into what God's will is. And to me, I think that's where sometimes we aren't feeling abundance in our lives. Sometimes it's when we're not in the will of the divine. And sometimes we've gotten ourselves in a bit of a hole. So to get back into feeling the abundance isn't so much just about stepping into the will of God for a minute. It's about working our way out of the illusions that we've gathered onto our soul that have prevented the abundance from manifesting on our planet. Sometimes that can be karma and that kind of thing. And working our way through it bit by bit using the violet flame and really surrendering our illusions. And we're here to manifest the kingdom of heaven on earth. And that's a pretty big mission. So it is a step-by-step following the way along the path that has been laid at our feet. And never knowing exactly where that will lead. And it involves a lot of trust, a lot of faith, a lot of hope, a lot of charity, and a lot of Kuan Yin mercy, too, and violet flame. And every step of the way is a step closer to really fully embodying the abundance of the Divine Mother from the cosmic sea. Love, money, well, wealth, you know, not necessarily money, but abundance in every way, filling up our lives, filling up our chakras so they're vessels of light. And we really feel compassion for ourselves, compassion for all that we meet. We're talking with the angels. We're hand in hand with them. We're communicating with the elementals when we walk in nature. We're seeing them. We're feeling them. We're feeling the oneness of all of life. And to me, that's some of what abundance is all about.
Wow. That's a great description, Michael. Thank you for giving us that understanding. I truly love to think of it that way. And now we do have a caller on the line at 404 area code that I'd like to call on. You're on the air, 404.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Hi. Okay, I have on headphones. I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not. I'm currently at a crossroads there in my life, and I know that it's time for me to connect with my higher self and realize the gift or the purpose or whatever it is I'm here to do. I've not ever really done that, and I'm 38 years old, and I know it's time. I know it's time. What is your suggestion? I guess your suggestion for me to make that final nudge or push to get me there. A soul reading. I need advice.
Well, what have you tuned into so far about your life and your mission? Have you had any sort of enlightenment about this?
Yes, I have. I have spoken to, well, I've had a psychic mother for talked to almost on a daily basis for 10 years. And I've worked through a lot of karmic issues, not all of them, obviously, but with relationships in this lifetime. And some things have happened to me over the last 2 or 3 months to tell me that I am awakening. I am awakening, and I did have an activation, somewhat of a crystal activation last November, but it wasn't time for me then to get my full soul remembrance. They said I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I understand that. But I think I am getting very much closer to that now. I'm just at a crossroads. I am literally at a crossroads in my life, and I don't really have anywhere that I don't have to be anywhere. So I want myself to tell me where to go and be and where to live. And God, I know it sounds like, I need instant gratification, but it's been culminating for a while, and the synchronicities and things that have been going on, and I'm noticing. I mean, I know something's going on. But something
okay.
is also holding me back from getting it.
Okay. Well, you know, one thing I'd like to share is that we really are in a time that is kind of beyond time right now. And we're really in a transition phase. And this transition phase might be likened a little bit to what happens when a caterpillar becomes a butterfly. Is the caterpillar goes up the tree and they create a cocoon. And then when they're in the cocoon, they actually turn into mush. And in the mush, these new cells start to be created and born. And these new cells that did not exist before are called imaginal cells, imaginals, so a lot like imagination. And as they are created, the mush of the other cells, the old cells from the caterpillar, actually at first start to destroy the imaginal cells. They go after them because they're different, and it's a defense mechanism. But what happens is that enough survive of these imaginal cells and continue to multiply that eventually all the caterpillar cells are replaced by the imaginal cells. And when that happens, then the butterfly really begins to be formed. And when the butterfly begins to be formed, eventually her wings start to spread a little bit, and eventually she breaks out of her cocoon, a whole new reborn being. So the time we're in right now on our planet is similar to a caterpillar going into a cocoon. In fact, according to the Mayan calendar, right now, December 21, 2012, was actually the end of a 25,000-year cycle. So it is an opportune time now to reboot, rebirth, and refocus and be reborn. And what might be happening for many of us is kind of a not truly very conscious understanding of where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing. And part of that is because we're moving beyond the doing consciousness altogether. And that's part of our rebirth from the caterpillar to the butterfly. The new Mayan calendar does not even actually begin until July 25th of this year, 26. So for me, I feel good that we're questioning, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be doing? And it's more like maybe we're supposed to move beyond doing altogether and really just move into our heart and move into the heart-mind and surrender the egos and mental desire to know what to do next and what we're supposed to be, and just choose to be instead, choose to be in our heart. And for me, a big help is to work with the Ascended Masters, to work with Archangel Michael, to work with the Great Divine Director, who helps me really stay focused on being in my heart and being present and accepting wherever I'm at and knowing that I do have a very beautiful divine purpose. And the more I can really say, not my will, but thine be done, to my God self within, and the easier those butterfly wings start to grow and start to spread, and the more the imaginal cells really gain hold, rather than me still thinking I need to be the doer, I need to start these companies and do all this great stuff in order to be happy, and to recognize, no, the God in me is the doer, and I do have a divine plan, but my separate self, my ego, will not be fulfilling it for me. It's the God self within me that the more I let that God self within, the more I get to fulfill a beautiful divine plan, because God in me, it has infinite possible potential, whereas my ego doesn't. So that's where I'm at, is to work with Ascended Masters, work with the Great Divine Director, work with the Violet Flame, work on being present in my heart, and allowing the light to guide me to the next step magically and gracefully and beautifully.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
In case you don't know, glad to hear that. Just in case you're not familiar with where to find some calls to the Great Divine Director and these other masters, you can go to anow.org, that's anow.org for Ascension Now, and you will find a series of decrees on that site that can help you, especially Great Divine Director. And I even recommend giving a novena if you're seeking some answers about your life, which is something where you can give the Great Divine Director 9 times for 9 days or even more if you choose to do so. And when you're done, sometimes a great revelation will come to you.
Okay, what was this again? I'm sorry.
Anow.org.
Anow.org.
A-N-O-W.org. It's for Ascension Now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We met at
And you referred to... I'm sorry. You referred to something...
Extension. Go ahead.
Okay. You said something about an ANOVA or a...
A novena, which is really a Catholic teaching. But a novena is giving some kind of call for a certain amount of time that are given in order to get a response. And when you give a novena to the great divine director who stands on the line of God direction up above, then what you get is you get a response of direction for your life. The other thing, of course, is you're already on the path and you're already working toward certain goals. So learning to call forth the angels and the angelic, the masters, the angelic hosts, and cosmic beings into your life is very important at this stage because they're here waiting for us to access all that they know. And they're on the other side. They can, it's like they can see the river from above, so they can see the twists and the turns. When you're in a helicopter, you know, you can see what's coming ahead, whereas when you're on the river, you can't always see ahead. And so they can see what's ahead, and they're often very helpful to give us divine direction. Plus, the ascended hosts are in the higher dimensions of life. They're at least seventh or higher, and that way we're assured, when we're connecting with them, we're assured of getting some true divine intention rather than perhaps something that's from the lower realms.
Okay, great. That's very, very, very helpful. I'm on the website now. Okay.
Good. Well, you click on Ascension Tools at the top, and then you'll find Ascension Now Decrees on that. Michael, did you want to say something?
Sure. So just connecting in our heart. Let's make a call right now, too, for divine direction to come in. And the nice thing about these decrees is, as you do build the momentum with the spoken word with the Ascended Masters, could be by joining us on Violet Flame Saturdays, which are about to move into the decree portion pretty soon here, then you start to gain the power to make calls for others as well and for the world, and it does have a very powerful effect. But, you know, really just getting in touch, God is within each one of us. So simply a matter of making that prayer to God in us, and then a really key part of this is trusting the message that we receive, trusting the divine direction that comes in our heart, and not necessarily from a spirit or from something that's like kind of from outside of us, but actually from our own heart, our own intuition will guide us to the answer. And that's really important to remember, to trust that voice, trust our intuition, and not get into the mind, because it's beyond the mind that the answer will come. And the mind may try to manipulate the message, and it's important to really remember to step into our heart and really find our center. We can breathe and we can feel the center of our heart expanding. We can feel that space that's very true and pure. Then that's where we can receive the divine direction for the next steps in our plan. So the Great Divine Director Decree is on the website. I did put a link in the chat room too. It's number 1.5. It is a helpful decree to give, and he will definitely help you. These cosmic beings, we have pictures of them on the website that represent them to some degree. But they are much more than human sort of form. They are presences. They are God presences, and they're very loving. It's just one way we can relate to them. And they're all in oneness with all of life, so they have a special gift, each and every Ascended Master, for us. And the Great Divine Director's gift is to help us really find divine direction in our life, and he will certainly help with that. So has that been a little helpful?
Yes, it has. Very much so. I'm going to explore this on the website now.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All
right. Well,
I
the Ascended Masters say the call invokes an answer. Ask and you shall receive. But we do have to make the call. We have to ask. Otherwise, they grant us free will, and they'll sit there and be quiet until we ask. And so when you ask, though, it will come through being within you, your beingness, and so of course you want to really tune in to the beingness within you as you make the calls, get into a meditative state, you know, be peaceful somewhere, relaxed out in nature, or whatever it is you do in that area, and then really tune in. And when we give these calls on Violet Flame Saturday, that's what we're also doing. We're we're calling forth a lot and really tuning in as well.
Okay, something came to me just now. I think I need to bring this up. I know that I've heard the call of something. I don't want to sound crazy here. I went to Arkansas about a month ago. I felt a tremendous need to go back to my home state there. And, I'm going to sound like a nut job. There were some things, I think, part of my awakening, where there was some sort of mental telepathy going on and conversations that were happening in between myself and some other people in our heads. Now, I think this goes back to what the gentleman was saying about go from your heart. Know your gut. Your gut is your heart is telling you. Don't let that mind fool you. Okay? Something happened out there in Arkansas. I had some sort of what I call an epiphany where God spoke to me and said, what's going on here with these people trying to manipulate you to do something, it isn't right. You need to look within. I know that sounds kind of corny, but after that happened to me, upon returning to town, strange other things, it was almost like the invasion of the body snatchers, like everyone was looking at me, at us, my friend and I in my car, and he says, you're beautiful, you're going to have that. I said, no, they were looking. He noticed it too. It was very intense and very upsetting, and it's a whole lot more involved than what I'm just getting at, but to do with the aliens and the coming back and all of that, and it really freaked me out, and I'm still kind of freaked out about it, but I'm not letting it rule my life at all. It's just very disturbing, and I can't tell anyone about it. They think I'm a nut job, or that I've done some hallucinogenic drugs or something that's way off.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
If they think you're a nut job, then they're going to have to think hundreds and thousands of people are. Because
exactly.
More and more people are having these type experiences. So you can share those on this site. Mm-hmm. We've had all kinds of experiences that you would think were a nut job as well, or that someone else may. So don't worry about it. Everyone is having more of these experiences than us.
Mm-hmm.
And the head, one more thing, the head shocks. I'm getting, if you've ever taken an SSRI, antidepressants, effects or any of those, if you miss a dose or two, these electric shocks in your head, they're, basically it's a neuron firing. You know what I'm talking about, right? Have you ever experienced this before? Or do you know what it is? I'm having something similar to that feeling in my head.
Okay. So are you getting off SSRIs right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, sweetheart. I'm not on anything.
Oh, you're not on
it?
Okay.
It's just like that. If a person has ever experienced those getting off of SSRIs, they would know this feeling in the head.
Okay,
that's
so
what I would like to do.
I understand. So as far as what you receive from your God self, it's important to hear that. And at the same time, to remember, it's very important to know that you are protected, and to keep that in your heart always. And your God self does have the answer. So, that is not a corny thing. That's a very key teaching. The more simple the teaching, sometimes the more powerful it is, to always trust that inner heart, that inner sanctity of our heart has the divine voice. And can be a bit tricky to hear it, and that's why we do the decrees partially, is to help us really clear the way to hear that voice. But one thing I would recommend is, what it feels like to me is that you are a light bearer, you are awakening, you have a divine plan. It's more than your human experience. It's something much more. The earth itself is awakening. She is not going to remain strictly in the third dimension. She's not going to remain with corrupt governments, etc. We are shifting. We are changing as a species. We're awakening, and you are part of that team. Everybody on this show, listening to this show, is a part of that team. And so what's really important as you start to awaken is to connect with Archangel Michael. It's very key to start doing a tube of light call every day. As you start to build spiritual protection and momentum, you will get a closer connection with that inner voice, with your God self. And at the same time, there will not be a bunch of people who are caught in their egos and a bunch of matrix-type energy that get projected your way. And it's nothing to be scared of, because this is a divine plan. It is protected. But it is important to start to work with Archangel Michael to call him into your experience to protect your energy field, to remove any oppositional energies, eyes and ears, remote viewers bound and cleared. The way you do that, so on the website, we've given you one decree, the Great Divine Director. But the truth is, and what was shared in the chat room too, and thank you, by the way, to Spells and Magic for sharing that, that working with Archangel Michael is really important, and that's very true. So what we'll find right now is we're about to head into our decree service, and we're going to start out with a blue flame protection call. So the blue flame is our throat chakra, and it's protection. It's also God's will, and it's God's power. So it's very important to start to get in spiritual protection in our day-to-day experience, because we're moving from a strictly 3D experience where we watch, you know, we do 3D stuff, to a multidimensional experience. And in the multidimensionality of our being, we don't need physical protection, we need spiritual protection. And Archangel Michael is more than capable of protecting you on your mission and helping you connect to your God self without attracting negative energies or entities from other folks. Because just like a light attracts flies, you know, as a light bearer awakens, they have a lot of light, and we don't need to be attracting that which isn't of the light. We need to be only attracting light. So the Archangel Michael call will help a lot. And, you know, it's simple as calling him and saying, Archangel Michael, protect me today. That will help. When you see eyes and ears, say, Archangel Michael, protect me, bind and clear any of the negative energy, or whatever words you want to use, but you call his name out loud, and you send him in there, and you do it without fear, and you do it out of love, but you make that call, and he'll help. Now, as you become a little more advanced with the spoken word, you can start to use decrees, and they will be far more powerful, but just making the call will help as well. So we're going to do some decrees today, and you'll hear what they sound like.
Michael, before we move into the decrees, we have a couple more callers in that have their hands up, so I'd like to call on them. One of them is Scott. And Scott, you're in the air.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you? It's great to hear your voice.
Hi, I'm great. And how are you doing today? Have you had a great week?
Yes, it's been pretty good. The weather's been great, and I'm looking forward to this service today. The caller you just called
Wonderful.
In sounds really interesting. Yeah, the caller who's called in sounds really interesting. I'd like to hear more about, you know, her situation.
Yes, we're going to go on to another caller before we hear back from her again. And this caller is at the... So, Scott, if you'll hold on a minute, I'm sure you'll be able to stay on and help us with some of the decrees, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Wonderful. All right, so... If you'll hold on just a moment, I'm going to call in 718 area code. And I'm not sure who this
is.
Can you just say? Hello? Who is this?
Hey.
Hello, welcome to the show. Welcome to Violet Flame Saturday.
Thank you. Do you have a name? Welcome. I'm Joe. I'm in the chat room as Spells and Magic.
All right. Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
Nice to have you here. And it sounds like you like to work with, we call Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, you call him Saint Michael. It sounds like you like to work with Michael.
Yes, I do. And I also work with the Hindu goddess Ganesha.
Indeed. Well,
who,
the remover of obstacles, yes.
Yes.
Ganesha is ascended.
What?
Ganesha is an ascended. I know a lot of people in America don't understand some of the Eastern masters, but there are many Eastern cosmic beings and masters who have reached out to help over the centuries, and Ganesha is one of them, and he is ascended, and he does reach out to help all the time. So he's a wonderful being to call to.
Yeah. I don't know how much time you have, but I have a question.
the story that I want to share with you. As you know, midsummer solstice was yesterday. So last night I decided to do my ritual, and I lit some sage and I offered it up into the sky and I said, cleanse the sacred space. And at the time I didn't notice it, but lucky enough I was filming the whole scenario. When I watched the video today, right after I said cleanse the sacred space, I have a white orb that comes down and just vanishes.
Wow.
And
great.
I've never, out of all the times of doing ritual and invoking the elements, gods, goddess, earth, air, water, fire, and spirit, I have never caught anything like that.
That's amazing.
And
wow. Proof of the pudding,
well, you know what? I'm in Texas right now, but I've lived in Mount Shasta, and Michael and Jewel are in Shasta right now. And up on the mountain, we catch quite a few pictures, but just with the digital camera, it seems they pick up things that are on the etheric or astral. And we've caught quite a few pictures of orbs up there. They like to hang out in certain places. Go ahead.
And my theory on it is everything's energy. And because everything's energy, orbs are a byproduct of energy, of source. A lot of people actually can invoke the god and goddess or whatever they feel comfortable with and ask for their presence to be shown in a picture, and a lot of times they'll get pictures of presence. Which is really cool.
You got it. Now, in this case, was it a photo or was it actually a physical light you saw?
It was a video,
Okay.
I'm going to post on my YouTube page later.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty neat. I mean, my feeling is that that some of the elementals are starting to show themselves to some extent that way. And just starting us to help understand there's so much more going on here than we see with our physical eyes. And yet sometimes we do start to see things with our physical eyes too. And like our earlier caller said, you said, maybe it sounds like I'm a nut job. And, maybe in 1983, if we talk about spiritual stuff, we sound like a nut job. But in 2013, things are shifting very, 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 very quickly.
Yeah.
And, believe that 3D is the truth is kind of nutty, because there is so much more happening. There's so many dimensions, and there is so much love from God that is starting to fill our hearts up.
Of course.
That it's time to look beyond the illusion and really move into the presence of God within ourselves.
And, that's a valid point. Considering that the light workers are starting to move out of the third dimension and working into the fourth and fifth dimension, which is higher consciousness.
Yes. Have a couple. Do you want to finish that thought out?
Yeah, I was just saying, and because we're reaching a higher consciousness, it's a good time to ground and protect and forgive.
Yeah, you got it.
Now's the time to forgive. So if you're having trouble forgiving yourself or others, try taking a piece of paper and writing a forgiveness letter to yourself. This method works very well. In fact, when I was training to become a Reiki master, I spent 4 weeks on writing forgiveness letters before I could get my first human. And it's helped, and now I'm a Reiki master.
I appreciate that. I'm getting a good feeling about that. I tend to get confirmation on things when they feel just right, and I got a confirmation earlier when our first caller shared that she received a message from her God self, and I definitely got a confirmation that was true. I also get a confirmation this is a very good idea, that we want to write a forgiveness letter to ourselves. That's thank you.
Another thing is my insight from my guides are saying that pay attention to your dreams, your lucid dreams, because a lot of times lucid dreams are actually experiences of astral travel, and you're getting messages.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. And your name is Joseph. Thank you, Joe, for calling in. Really appreciate it. We are going to be entering into a decree portion very soon. A couple more callers want to say hello to. And if you do want to join us, feel free. We're going to be working with very, very high beings of light today. So feel free to stay tuned in, and we'll check back in with you later. Okay?
All right, cool.
Now, I do want to introduce... let's just finish up on that. Pay attention to your lucid dreams. Maybe I've heard, a bunch of us have heard before, keep a journal beside the bed, pen and paper. Right when we wake up, write them down. And you never know what the message will come through, but it will be interpreted in our heart at some point. That interpretation can come through, and it can help us with a higher understanding. Thank you very much. I want to say hello to Mountain Deva, who joins us. And I think it's your first time calling in a while, so thanks for calling in today.
Hey, it's actually Carrie.
Carrie. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for calling in today. Thanks for being on the show.
Awesome. Thanks. I haven't joined you guys for a while, so I'm Carrie from South Africa. I used to come in a lot. So.
Oh, Carrie from South Africa. Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I finally got over my my shyness, and I don't mind calling in now. So.
Oh, well, it's so nice to have you call in, Carrie. It has been a while since we've gotten to talk.
I'm so happy that
Yes,
I want to say hi to Carrie, too. Carrie, I'm so happy you called in, and we have missed you. I'm glad that you're back.
Yeah, no, I missed you guys. I've been missing the show, and... Yeah, kind of having a little bit of health issues at the moment, but taking baby steps and getting back on my feet. So it's been a rough sort of 2 weeks and a bit of a rough year. So any prayers from this would be great.
Okay, we're going to keep that in mind. Today's show is on abundance, so... We're talking about what is abundance, and certainly good health. It's pretty key for that. So we'll be making some calls for you, Carrie, today.
We just
had a visitors. I live in Mount Shasta with my partner, Jewel, and we both are normally Jewel's on the show. But she's chairing a meeting today somewhere else. But we just had some visitors, and we have visitors often. And if anyone listening is inspired to come to Mount Shasta, we do spiritual work with people who do visit. And one of our friends, Bob, who does call into the show, came with his partner. And she is from South Africa. So we had an amazing, amazing experience together. A lot of healing, a lot of awakening here. And just wanted to share that, too. So neat that there's so much connection in South Africa. And I know South Africa has a very important plan. And I know you're a part of that, Carrie, and a big part of that. And it's a plan that's going to help raise up all of Africa, and it connects back to Egypt and the light of Egypt and Isis and Osiris rising. That light is coming back again, and Egypt will once again be a golden age place. But South Africa is where a lot of this light is landing for the African continent. So thanks for holding the flame there.
Thank you. Yeah, we are shifting big time. We've got a lot of... shifting, and I know I want to run away every once in a while, but my spirits are keeping me here.
I know it can be a bit challenging up there sometimes, so I appreciate the work you're doing and the Souls of Light are doing in Africa. It's really powerful. Thank you so much for holding space for the awakening.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Spirit of all. Guide me and keep me safe.
You got it. We'll be making lots of calls today.
Alrighty.
So our Mountain Deva has called in, and she's trying to unmute her now. She's unmuted now. There you go, Mountain Deva. Hello.
Hi. I just told you that I copied the invocation and the Beloved Fortuna So I can read today, if that's okay. I'm in the library. I'll just stay out in the hall. They actually put up a, when I went to copy it, they put up this notice that, are you sure you're going to do this because this is against security? And at first I put yes, and then it wouldn't let me, so I had to put no, I wasn't going to do it. And then I copied it real fast. So I hope it copied right.
All right. Well, that'll be great. We'd love to have you join us. And I followed you on Facebook a little bit, and I remember that you are traveling around in a van and really following your spiritual guidance in your heart in California, is my understanding. And you ran into some car problems the other day. So today is all about abundance, and we're going to be calling in some abundance for whatever can happen for you to get some beautiful transportation going there.
Yes, I really need that. It's a car. I have a Honda. That's what I drove up there, Mount Shasta, in last year. Now, I've driven like 11,100 miles in it before it did break down, but it has an engine problem, so I'm not leaving here until I get another vehicle.
Okay, well, miracles. I'm looking at the first page of the written part of today's Violet Flame Saturday, and it says there's a little sort of angelic being with a rainbow and a star, and it says, expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. So let's all expect a miracle for our own lives today and for our planet and for our families and know that we're living a miracle. So thanks, Mountain Devon, for being a part of our miracle creation today.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are ready, I think, to move into the service. There's something going on with the Blog Talk Radio description where I'm having trouble getting the link to work properly. So when you click here for today's booklet in the description, it may take you off the show. I apologize for that. That is not my intention. It's supposed to open up in a new window. So another way to open that booklet is you right-click on it if you're on a PC, and then you go open link in new tab. And I believe on a Mac it's like Control-click or Mac-click or something. And you and then you click on it to open link in new window or new tab. Excuse me, and that'll open the PDF for today and will not take you off the radio show itself. So Violet Flame for the Abundant Life is the booklet, and this is an Ascension Now service. Ascension Now is a movement that heaven is creating on earth. The Ascended Masters, it is their movement, and we are all working at fulfilling our part of it. It's a living movement. It's a movement that is sponsored for all of us to ascend in consciousness into the eternal now and for the planet itself to ascend into the eternal now. It's a sponsored movement. It's a living movement. These decrees we're giving today are sponsored by the Ascended Masters to have a very powerful effect, to help them work on our planet, to work with us, to work with all of life, to clear the energies in all the dimensions in the material realms, to bring in God's plan, God's divine timeline, to bring in the love that God is, to bring in healing, freedom, peace, abundance, to bring in purity and divine wisdom, power, and love. And all of this is coming in today, and it's coming into our chakras. And I liked what we had Joe share today, that she called for sacred space, or he called for sacred space, and what came through was the white light. So today, white light will surround us. We're going to call for sacred space to get going. Rhonda, are we ready to get going into the service?
Yes, I think this is a good time, Michael. So I'll let you make your call.
Okay. And as we go, we'll give a little explanation of why we're decreeing and what they're about and who these beings are. Now and then we'll give little explanations without getting too much out of the flow of really being in our heart. And that's what this is all about. So let's tune into our heart right now. And we'll ask for a dispensation. We'll call forth a dispensation of light for today's Violet Flame Saturday, for divine fortuna abundance, for each one of us, for all those gathered here. And we'll call in all souls of light, whether they're in South Africa, whether they're in Europe, whether they're in North America or Mexico or South America or China or Japan or the Philippines or Australia or anywhere on the planet, that all souls of light on inner levels are called now to join us in this decree service, that they can learn to decree. They're given that opportunity to decree, to call in the light on the inner levels, that this truly is a beautiful resonation where we call in all the ascended masters, elemental life, fire, earth, air, and water, those working on their ascension in the etheric retreats, the 144,000 Holy Christ cells of the priests, kings, and queens of Melchizedek. We call you forth now to be with us here today, protecting the light, binding and clearing egos and dwellers in opposition to our divine plans from manifesting today in our heart, from bringing forth very clear, clear audience and clear vision into the next steps in our divine plan. We're calling for all the imaginal cells in our four lower bodies to be awakened, purified, for our DNA itself to be healing abundantly throughout this victorious hour and a half we're going to be spending making calls, hearing song, and being present in our hearts. Elohim. We call forth sacred space to send now. And we call for our Christ self to place us on the Mount of Attainment in our hearts, to breathe in the fires of the violet flame, and we breathe out anything we no longer need and is instantly transformed in the violet flame sea. And we are grateful for the heart-to-heart anchoring dispensation with the violet flame sea of Freedom Star. We feel our interconnectedness with all of life. We're going to give an opening call for the abundant life, protected in unity and oneness, binding and clearing anything less than Christ's perfection that attempts to tune in or interfere with the light that is rising here today. And through this super moon, let this light reflect back to the planet beautifully, easily, and gracefully this next 24-hour period and beyond. Rhonda, would you like to lead us in page 1? I don't think there are page numbers, unfortunately, in this booklet, but it is the opening call for the abundant life. Now, one thing I'd like to share is that as we go through the service, it's certainly more powerful to give it with us. It's not meant to, as a spectator sport. However, if you're not quite ready to decree yet or make the call, feel free to just tune into your heart, feel the energies, feel the light. There will be a powerful benefit from this as well, but certainly a much more powerful and empowering benefit if we choose to join in the decrees and we choose to give them. So we're going to have one leader giving them, and if you can give them with the leader, then that's beautiful, and it's powerful, and it helps this light go throughout the planet, and that's what it's for. Rhonda?
Yes, and I'd also like to say that for those of you that have just called in and haven't done this before, we may call on you to give a decree on the radio, and you feel free to say no. If you do feel comfortable, don't worry about how fast or good you are at it. There's no judgment in any of this. Giving the call simply is just giving it from your heart, and all is good and all is well. So we don't consider anything not good enough. We'll just love to have your energy and your voice giving it. So as we go through and call on you, you feel free to say no, or feel free to say it and know that, you know, there's no judgment in giving it. So I'm going to go ahead and give the opening call for the abundant life. In the name I am that I am, we call forth abundant life, each of us and for all mankind, for each of us and for all mankind. It is our divine destiny to live life more abundantly, and so we call it forth as a gift from on high. We own our abundance as real and manifest in our lives today. Abundance is mine, saith the Lord. We call to the beloved blue flame masters to blaze fiery balls of blue flame into our entire consciousness, being, and world. Cut us free from all momentums of fear and lack, and raise our hearts into the pure abundance of the divine. In oneness with the flame of abundance within our souls, we call for the protection and clearing of our supply to manifest the abundant life. Amen. And for the mantra, I'd like to call on Ba, who just dropped. I guess he's not on after all. Okay. All right, I'll call on Scott. Scott, would you give this mantra as many times as you'd like, please.
Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundant life is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine today. Abundance life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. I guess I should pass it over to, Mountain Diva.
Not at the computer. I only have a copy of the Fortuna one.
Okay, you only have a copy of the Fortuna decree? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you when we get there then. All right.
Okay.
But, okay, thanks. So we are going to try passing it around a bit today, and if you do have the booklet, we'll know that when we ask you, and if you don't, that's okay. But, Carrie, you want to give a few of these? Just maybe three or so?
Oh, my word. which one would you like me to do?
Well, what we're doing right now is a mantra, and it's on the first page. It's abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way.
Okay, I'll do that about three times. Abundant life is mine today to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to earn today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to earn today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And Bob is back on, Michael. We haven't talked to Bob yet. Shall we do that and let him give his contract?
I'd be happy to, but I don't see Bob there.
Oh, he dropped again. Every time I call on him, he's gone. Must be having a hard time with this connection.
Okay, well, you want to lead it a few times, Rhonda?
Yes, I'll give it three times. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. And let's see. 404 area code, would you like to give it a few times? We didn't catch your name. Maybe you could give us a name to call you by.
My name is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah. Hi.
Hey, Sarah, thank you. If you could give it three times.
Okay, which one am I giving again? The abundance.
Yeah, do you have the booklet open that's on the page from the show?
I do.
Okay. So it's just the one it's on the first page. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. And when we give it, we're giving it from a really owning it and really feeling it coming through.
Nine times, right? Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. How about that?
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Yeah, that was great.
Do I need to read more?
No, well, that's okay. I mean, we're passing it around a bit, so.
Sure, I'm great. Let's continue fast. I have someone, I may have someone with me, actually, who is in California she's on conference with me, actually. I don't know if she's there or not. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here.
Yep, there she is. Hey. Sorry to intrude with my friend, but here she is.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi,
are you following
how are you?
The show too? We're doing great. Are you following the show too? Do you have the decree booklet open?
I do not.
Okay. Well, you can always grab it.
My first visit to the show.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to the show. We're doing a service for abundance, and it's about really accepting and receiving abundance in all different aspects of our lives. and allowing this abundance to flow forth to bless all of life, especially the people now who are bringing in a higher consciousness, who are connecting with their souls, who have that soul healing and bringing in abundance to fulfill our divine plans. So
that is fabulous, fabulous.
Yeah, yeah, and we're going to be working with Ascended Masters and calling their light in. So if you do want to grab the decree booklet, you could probably get a link to it from Sarah, and then we could have you leave a couple of calls. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Thanks for being here. Okay, we're going to pass it over to Joe and just see if Joe wants to lead a couple of those, too. Do you want to lead a couple of those, Joe?
Sure, sure.
Great.
But is it okay if I modify it?
Pardon?
Is it okay if I add my own version to it?
Yeah, we could try that just for now, for
okay.
This one.
God Ganesh and Mother, Father, God, be with us today. Bring abundance and share the Holy Spirit upon ourselves. I invoke Archangel Michael for protection, and I invoke Archangel Raphael for protection and healing. I ask both archangels to be with us today and bring abundance to everybody. This is my will. Harm none. Do what thee will. As it above, so below, so must be.
Amen. Thank you. It's beautiful.
That was actually pretty powerful. Like, I feel the chills when I do prayer work for other people.
Great. Well, we appreciate that. And Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael are with us today. So thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate the call. We'll get you back later. And we'll do more calls in a minute. Sorry, I didn't mean to mute you while you're talking there. But we'll get you back in a bit here. And the 916 number, we haven't called in you yet, so you don't have to share if you don't want, because you don't have your hand up. But if you want to share, certainly welcome to you. Welcome to the Violet Flame Saturday.
Yeah, this is Mountain Diva again. Are you ready for the invocation and manifestation of all good things?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well,
I'm sorry. I apologize. We just have so many cards. I wasn't quite sure who was who. But, no, we need to do Astraeus first, and then we'll get back to you on that, okay? So, so I'm just going to give it three times here, and then we'll get going. So we're really tuned into that abundance, and thank you so much for all these beautiful calls, all the hearts getting together. A light is flowing through us today, and Lakshmi is with us, and she's got golden coins, and they are just flowing into our heart, and a special golden coin today will be given to each and every one of us. We can always tune into that golden coin, which can be multiplied indefinitely and infinitely within us. So we'll call together, abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. Abundant life is mine to own today. Abundance is fully manifest my way. And we're going to move into the next decree. Now, we get into the decree portion. These are very powerful tools delivered from the Ascended Host. Astraea is an Elohimic being, and she is on the fourth ray, the base chakra, and her twin flame is God Purity. Elohim Astraea has a sword and circle of blue flame that, within God's will, surrounds each and every one of us here today. She purifies, sanctifies, and makes holy every atom, cell, and electron, transmuting, transforming with her sword and circle of blue flame and her divine mother, love. So instead of calling in today Archangel Michael in decrees, which we normally use at the beginning of our services, we're going to be doing our protection today with the sword and circle of blue flame of Elohim Astraea, who is a beautiful divine mother in oneness with all of life. And she's here to help us ascend today and ascend that white mother light from our base chakra. Imagining our base chakra today is whiter than snow. And this white light rises up the kundalini, opening our chakras from our sacral to our solar plexus, to our heart, to our throat, to our third eye and crown, and in our inner sanctum of the heart, opening each one with that white light, whiter than snow, the Divine Mother rising. And this is where the abundance is found, right within our own heart and our own chakras. We're going to call to Elohim Estrella together, really feeling this protective light, this beautiful white blue flame that surrounds us here today. Together, in the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in thee, mighty I am present, and holy Christ selves of all mankind, and all who are to ascend in this life, we call to beloved mighty Astraea and God Purity, Archangel Gabriel and Hope, and the Seraphim and Cherubim of God, to blaze forth your white light, blue light flame, in through and around our four lower bodies, our electronic belts, all of our chakras, our entire consciousness, being, and world, and cut us loose and set us free. Cut us loose and set us free. Cut us loose and set us free from all that is less than the full manifestation of the Christ within, ascension's flame and our own divine plan fulfilled. And we're calling now for a dispensation of light to open our inner sight to our divine plan today, to purify our chakras, to bind and clear any opposition to the light manifesting within us, anything that's trying to track this light or to get involved with our light that is not resonating with God within, is bound from interfering with our divine plans. We're calling in Christ's protection, Purity Flame, and Archangel Michael's Blue Flame for our friends, our families, our households, our pets, our towns, cities, nations, our vacations, our travel, our automobiles, our abundance, and our divine plans being fulfilled beautifully and gracefully and easily. And we're asking for ease and grace now to step into our health, our wholeness, any health issues. Let the cause and core be surrendered into the violet flame sea with a sword and circle of blue flame, removing any entities, any darkness, any implants, any remote viewers, any psychic suggestions being transmuted and transformed. All programming of our minds in this lifetime or any other being removed, being cosmically operated on, our DNA being healed, all within God's will, all the highest light only connecting with us, and nothing less than that divine perfection may connect, may guide us. It is all divinely orchestrated by the One. And we are grateful as protection goes forth for all souls of light throughout Freedom Star. We're going to give this decree together. As we tune in our hearts, we allow the light of mighty Astraea and the blue-white flame to flow through us, God Purity, purifying our atom cells and electrons as we enter into a new way, a golden way of being together. Beloved Astraea, blaze forth your might. Come to us in our darkest night. Blaze, God Purity, through and through. The light of Mother is our due. Swing thy sword, cut me free. Flood me with a pure white sea. Blue flame light before, behind. With thy blue flame sword now bind. Lightning sword of Astraea now shine. God Purity, our beings refine. Blue flame seal me now entwine. Mother flame in me divine, swing thy sword, cut me free, flood me with a pure white sea, blue flame light before, behind, with thy blue flame sword now bind. Number three, blessed Astraea, thy strength is mine, blaze forth now, let blue flame shine, mother in me, forever move me, Christic light forever enthrall me. Swing thy sword, cut me free, flood me with a pure white sea, blue flame light before, behind, with thy blue flame sword now bind. Blessed Astraea, mother above, come now seal us in thy love. We bow before thy mother light, purity's ray our soul's delight. Swing thy sword, cut me free, flood me with a pure white sea, blue flame light before, behind, with thy blue flame sword now bind. We love thy light forever true. We love thy sword of brightest blue. We are the fullness of the Christ, free from worry, fear, and strife. Often we give these decree three times. Today we'll give this one once, and we'll give the sealing together. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory's mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in his love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. And here we are, Mountain Deva. We are ready now for invocation for the manifestation of all good things.
Okay. Well, invocation for the manifestation of all good things that are of the light, that will benefit light bearers and their plans and missions on the path to manifest this day in our hands and use, so we may go forth victoriously in our plans to change our nations and our planet into a golden age of peace and enlightenment. In full faith, I am in truth today. Abundance is my natural way. In full faith, I am in truth today. Abundance is my natural way. In full faith, I am in truth today. Abundance is my natural way. In the name I am that I am, I call on beloved Fortuna, goddess of gold. In the name of our mighty I Am presence in Christ self, we call for complete oneness with our abundant divine self within, and we call to the goddess of gold Fortuna to grant us abundance in all ways, to bless us with God qualities and the financial means to fulfill our divine missions. We decree, Fortuna, goddess of abundance, highest light of cosmic substance, powdery gold, come fill my form, surround me in a golden storm. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal, bless me with thy light divine, walking to my Christic shine. I am full cosmic Christ abundance, blazing out bright golden radiance, cosmic rays of golden light, fill me with pure joy, delight. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal, bless me with thy light divine, walking to my Christic shine. Fortuna, bless our Christic vision, multiply your graces for our mission. Shine your light like a shroud, envelop us in golden clouds. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal, bless me with the light divine, walking to my Christic shine. And then we usually read it three times, right? But you want me to go on to the final? I am abundance flowing here, grace from the
and
cosmic
give
sea.
That one, that final quote three times, and then we are going to pass around this decree, which is decree to beloved Fortuna, goddess of gold. Yeah, if you can do the quote three times.
Okay, I am abundance flowing here, grace from the cosmic sea. I am abundance flowing here, grace from the cosmic sea. I am abundance flowing here, grace from the cosmic sea. And then the accept this prayer manifest in full power here.
No,
or that's you're going to say that at the end, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a couple more.
Okay.
So right now we're tuning in with the goddess Fortuna, who is an ascended master, and her role in hierarchy is to bring forth the divine abundance of the divine mother. Lakshmi is her counterpart in the east, and she has an urn you can see in this picture here with all these little gold bits in them. Well, in that urn is like gold dust, and that gold dust is infinite abundance. There is no limit, literally no limit, to the amount of that golden dust, of that abundance that can flow forth from that her beautiful shell there into our lives. There is no limit. It is infinite, the amount of abundance. It's all about acceptance and right use of energy. And as we align ourselves with that right use of energy that's coming into our lives right now, and that's coming in the lives of healing, clarity of thought, of vision, of tools to manifest our divine plan, of physical, emotional well-being and abundance, that as we multiply the talents, more and more of this golden light will flow into our experience until our cities are paved with gold, and so are our lives in every way. And this is the truth of God within each one of us. That abundance is flowing forth now. So Jewel of Creation is also with us. We have quite a few callers on today, Jewel. Thanks for being calling in at this time.
Good morning. Yeah, sounds like you're busy. So I'll just say a quick hi and let you continue with the show.
Okay, are you able to lead this Fortuna decree?
Sure, I can make one.
Love that.
Find it. Fortuna, goddess of abundance, highest light and cosmic substance, powdery gold can fill my form, surround me in a golden storm. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal. Bless me with thy light divine, waking to my Christic shine. I am full cosmic Christ abundance, blazing out bright golden radiance. Cosmic rays of golden light, fill me with pure joy delight. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal. Bless me with thy light divine, waking to my Christic shine. Fortuna, bless thy Christic vision, multiply your graces for our mission. Shine your light like a shroud, envelop us in a golden cloud. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal. Bless me with thy light divine, waking to my Christic shine. I am abundant, flowing here, graces from the cosmic sea. I am abundant, flowing here, graces from the cosmic sea. I am abundant, flowing here, graces from the cosmic sea.
Beautiful, thank you.
Wonderful, Joel. And I understand you're on something like a quest, something like what the Indians do when they go up to the mountain and they are the lake and they really in tune within and seek a spiritual vision of some sort. Can you explain to me how that works for you? Would you like to share any part of that?
Yeah, I can share once you finish the decree, if you want to finish it out.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we have Scott on the line, and I think he likes to give this decree too, so I'd like to call on Scott to give this one. Scott, if you'll give this one another time.
Sure. Thanks, Rhonda. Fortuna, goddess of abundance, highest light of cosmic substance, powdery gold, come fill my form, surround me in a golden storm. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal, bless me with thy light divine, waking to my Christic shine. I am full cosmic Christ, abundance, blazing out bright golden radiance, cosmic rays of golden light fill me with pure joy delight. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal, bless me with thy light divine, waking to my Christic shine. Fortuna, bless our Christic vision, multiply our graces for our mission, shine your light like a shroud, envelop us in golden cloud. Abundant life, make me whole, manifest my highest goal, bless me with thy light divine, waking to my Christic shine. And Koda, I am abundance flowing here, graces from the cosmic sea. I am abundance flowing here, graces from the cosmic sea. I am abundance flowing here, graces from the cosmic sea. How about pardon me, Michael?
You're welcome to seal it.
Oh, okay. We accept this prayer manifesting full power here and now and throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and bring us into the abundant life. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. It's great to have all the voices here today.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thanks so much, everyone, for being here with us. Jewel, maybe Rhonda wanted you to share. Can you share?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Scott. I don't know who else is on the line because I just joined, so I'm not sure who I'm talking to.
Hi, Jewel. Hi, Jewel.
We have a few people. I'm just going to quickly introduce who's right now on the line. Of course, we have people in the chat room. But we have Carrie in South Africa. And thanks for being with us here today, Carrie.
Thank you.
And, yeah. And we have, I believe, Joe. Joe's still on the line, right? That's
yes,
a 718 number? Yeah, Joe.
Yes.
And do we have Sarah still? Sarah may have hung up.
No.
You can listen to this show.
Yeah, Sarah hang up. We do still have Carrie
Terry's on the line, and we have Mountain Dana.
All right. So thanks for being here with us, Terry, Mount Diva, and Sarah. I'm going to meet you guys again just for a minute. And we'll keep going on the show. So there's still a lot of people, in the, of course, listening in other ways as well. And Joe's from New York. And, yeah, we'll have another prayer coming up from Joe soon. Thank you. And Jewel. Oh, wait. I'd like to also give a shout-out. Daniel. Who's listening? And Daniel did not call in today. He did it last week. Was on today. I'm looking at a picture of Daniel on Facebook, and he's climbing Yosemite. And it's a straight cliff. He's climbing up, straight up, rock face, looking good. Daniel walked up Black Butte, which is right beside Mount Shasta, with Jewel and I a few weeks ago. So thanks for climbing those mountains, those sacred mountains. Yosemite, I believe, is Ayla. I forget who it is. It's one of the Ascended Masters has a retreat there, though, in the sixth dimension of Theros. So Daniel's been going to these sacred spots around North America where the Ascended Masters have their etheric retreats, which are retreats we can go when we sleep. They're in the sixth dimension, very high retreats that connect us directly to heaven, have many, many angels and beings of light that work there. And Daniel's going there in the physical and bringing the light and climbing those mountains. So thanks, Daniel, for doing that work for us all. Jewel?
Yeah, I'm just going to listen today. I'm actually, you know, I'm in my retreat. I'm just listening to the show. I'm just taking some time out to be in nature and be with a little process that I'm going through some stuff. And I appreciate the connection and really appreciate everyone being connected on the line. I'm here, and I really don't feel like talking about what I'm doing. I actually am just doing it. So, taking some time out to really go deep into nature and into myself, and feel some stuff, and take some a little bit of a spiritual quest for myself after being on the road a lot lately. So blessings to everyone, and really, you know, with you on the show, and appreciate you very much. Thank you.
Well, Jewel, it sounds wonderful. It really sounds wonderful. And do you have a song to share before we move on to the next part of the booklet, or a mantra?
Maybe in a little bit. I just am in my car right now, so... in a little while, I may be able to offer something. So.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jewel. Okay, so we can move on then with the booklet. And we sealed out the Fortuna degree, didn't we? So now we're moving into invocation for transmutation of all misuse of finances and money. And I'll go ahead and lead this one, and then we can share the mantra. Beloved I Am Self and Ascended Host on the Violet Flame, Saint Germain, Portia, and Violet Flame Angels, blaze violet transmutation flame into all past misuse of money or supply I have ever committed in this or past life. Clear my past records of all abuse of my finances. I am grateful for this burden to be lifted from the records of my soul. And the mantra, I'll give it three times and then we'll pass it around. You can give it as many times as you like when it's your turn. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. This is a wonderful mantra, by the way, that you can take from here and say in the car on your way to work or wherever you may be traveling, or just simply say it throughout the day. And it is important to clean up our financial situation with the violet flame. There is some misuse of finances and of money-making schemes and plots and all kinds of karma there. So cleaning up our finances with the violet fire, as well as finances, you can say this about anything, world finances or bank finances or country finances are purged. And you can clear these things up with a violet flame and just give it throughout the day, and you'll see a significant improvement in that area of your life because you bring the violet flame into it. So, Michael,
I'm going to pass this over to you and then let you pass it on from there.
All right, then. Together. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. And I'm going to pass it over to Carrie to give three of these if she'd like.
Okay. I'll give this three times. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. So I think we can, well, let's do Scott too. Scott, I think there's a good one. If you want to give it to you, that'd be great.
So my finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are purged by the purity God desires.
Great. But I'd like to go to Bob. Bob, can you give this, please?
Yep. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear your radio in the background. I don't know what you can do about that, but we can hear your radio in the background.
Okay. I'm just walking outside the beauty.
We got a technical difficulty over there, Bob. We got a technical difficulty. It's hard to hear you right now.
Mantra.
Okay, let's give him another chance. I think it's coming through. Go ahead and give it a few times.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Now we can.
Why
did you
go
first? The bridge of the power. Princess of the God desires.
Well, we heard a little bit there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to mute you for a sec, Bob. I've just muted you, Bob. We're having a bit of trouble hearing you, so... Oh, you just called that. He dropped you. Okay, so...
that's all right. I know now why he keeps dropping. That wasn't working out for his phone. I think he must be out of the range.
Bob just had a little accident happen with his cell phone, so I'm not sure what he's calling in on, but I'm not sure. So... Anyway, that's a reminder. When you go to Reading, if you're on your way to Mount Shasta and you go to a place called Reading, make sure you do Archangel Michael decrees when you're in Reading because it's not quite as high frequency. And sometimes when you're on your way to Mount Shasta, you're faced with various little challenges getting here because it's a place of initiation. So, you know, sometimes on your way somewhere really important and special for a spiritual awakening, you might face a couple challenges or two. So I won't get too personal, but let's just say Bob's cell phone went missing in Reading. So. And it can be a bit of a vortex.
Okay, well,
so good place
he's back case. Again. Shall we give him another
right.
chance here?
Bob, let's see. Can we got the audio now?
Yeah.
How's it going, Bob?
I'm right. still here, am I? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay. Now it's clear. Now it's clear. All right,
the
great.
Sky drops. So my finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are the purity God desires. My finances are purged by the violet fire. My finances are purged. Purity God desires. My finances are purged by violet. My finances are purity God desires. Thank you.
All right. It is still a bit funky, Bob, but hopefully you can hear us okay. And we're having a lot of trouble kind of getting the words through. Thanks for calling in. And I did share that we were able to do some great work together here a couple days ago. Maybe you can just try saying hi. And how's it going over there, Bob? You're at a conference, I believe it's Chiron Conference, and how are things going for you? All right. Well, unfortunately, we do not have a clear connection, Bob. So,
yes, Mike.
Let's try
really
one more time.
Work. And I'm at the Mount Shasta Resort looking at the mountain.
Okay. No, it's not working. So, anyway, we're going to move on to the Violet Flame Decree. And we do want to, I think we're going to have another prayer here from Joe.
Hey, guys. Again, thank you for
this. It's going to be a two-part. One is going to be invoking Hercules for physical strength, and the other one is the Lady of Luck, which is going to invoke blessings, and it's going to invoke luck when
okay,
the soul moves.
So, you know, Joe, I really do appreciate everyone makes the call from their heart. At the same time, I just want to give a little understanding that we personally work with on Violet Flame Saturdays, and that's that fortune and luck are very different things. And fortune is something that we are creating, and that is divine abundance as we align ourselves with our higher will. Whereas luck is something people buy a lottery ticket for, and they expect to just come to them for random, like a mathematical kind of a lucky reason. And we actually do not work with the Lady of Luck. We feel the Lady of Luck has something to do with a gambling addiction matrix. And that's where we're at.
I understand that completely.
For this particular call, Joe, for this particular call, I would appreciate it.
Is there anything against, one more. Is there anything against chant for physical strength?
Oh, Hercules is awesome. And, you know, Hercules is Elohim on the Blu-ray. And what I wanted to mention, because Daniel let me know, I mentioned Daniel is climbing Yosemite here. And Yosemite is actually, which I was thinking it was, is the etheric retreat of Elohim Hercules in Amazonia. And Elohim Hercules is the Elohim of the first ray, which is our throat chakra, which is the blue flame of Archangel Michael. And absolutely, we would love to have that calling in of Hercules for that strength for the mind plants. And if you do feel like calling in Fortune, you're welcome to call in Fortuna as well.
Okay. Hercules, great son of Zeus, half god, half human, please unloose your great strength and lend it to me in this thing that I must do. Grant now your nervous of steel and your physical strength for this ordeal so I can complete successfully the test that I have set in me. Hercules, please bless everybody on their endeavors and give them physical strength so that they may grow into a spiritual and higher consciousness. This is the will of the gods and God. So let it be.
Let it be. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay. So, beautiful to have Elohim Hercules called in. You know, we like to think of Elohim Hercules as actually a sun, a cosmic sun, a star in the sky, very, very powerful sun, a beautiful sun. An Elohimic being is a being that creates planets. In fact, the Elohim created our very own planet. And there is those ones in embodiment, such as Elohim, such as the Hercules we know of from legend, from Greek legend, who actually, I believe, was actually a historical figure. And yet the fullness of the Elohimic Hercules is infinitely more than the soul he sent down to embody here to represent him, to merge with him. And just a reminder for each one of us that each one of us has a beautiful I Am presence, a God self, that we too can recognize our oneness with and be that representation of that God self in embodiment and literally be that God self. And yet our God self is much more than the physical representation. And we are truly that more flame. We are that presence. We are a star in the heavens. And we can represent that star here below and really allow our God self to flow through us as that legend of the half God, half man. Well, maybe we can all think of ourselves as a divine being having this human experience, all sons and daughters of Elohim, of God, and we are those ones we've been waiting for. So thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so we're going to move into Violet Flame, which is a really key part of today's service. And we're not going to be giving all the decrees today. And we are going to have, I want to play a song. I mean, I'm hoping Jewel wants to sing it, but if not, we're going to be playing a song. It's called Song to the Mother, and it's sung in angelic. So we're going to hear some angelic singing here soon. And it is a very beautiful song. So And I'm getting from Mountain Diva, too, that when she left Redding to Mount Shasta, there was a fire and the first stop in the Cascades and no electricity all night long. So she had some challenges from Redding, too. So, you know, be careful when you get to, not careful, but make some calls when you get to Redding is my personal feeling. I actually had an initiation on my way to Mount Shasta, not to scare you away, but when I was on my way up here, I was driving past a place called Wairika, which is the other side of the mountain. And my car was full of stuff. I was moving here from Portland to move into the house I'm in now. And the car was swerving a bit, and I checked the tires, and they had plenty of air. So I was like, I don't know, maybe it's the road. I kept driving, and lo and behold, a tire rolled off of my car. The tire literally fell off my truck. I was on an overpass, and I skidded on three tires, going at a pretty good clip, back and forth, and fortunately made it into the side lane of the highway and was able to get a tow truck after, you know, a bit of a fright, having only three tires, going pretty quick on an overpass. And God was there. I made an Archangel Michael call as soon as I felt something was up, and I kept making those calls, and I was guided, and it was protected and okay. But it certainly was a bit of an experience and what might be termed an initiation, a bit of a challenge moving into a higher space in the divine plan. And it was all okay. It all worked out fine. So just to be aware, whenever we're moving higher, we might get a little bit of a challenge. And at the same time, that challenge is not real. It has no power. And as Joe said earlier, Ganesha, the remover of obstacles, can help us through that as well. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And we're grateful. So moving to the Viaflame Decree, a path back to Rhonda.
Okay, so as we give this invocation, I'll add one of my own and then we'll move into the decree itself. In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the Violet Flame, we call for the transmutation of all karma to do with finances, personal and planetary, in the karma of to do with finances of our country and of the bankers and the banker elite and all that is happening with those finances for our country. And we call now this day for this Violet Flame to go forward to transmute any karma I've had with my personal finances over this life or past lives, any misuse of finances that may have occurred. And also I call for transmutation now of any blocks in my consciousness, of the poverty consciousness or any part of myself that is not in the light. That let the Violet Flame come forth and raise all of these areas of myself and my subconscious into the light, so that it's fulfilled and abundantly whole today. Let us give the decree itself. I am the Violet Flame. God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free. God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. Raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear. Ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind. Raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom's star at night. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind. Raise us up and set us free. Awaken true reality. And I'd like to call on Carrie in South Africa. I think you have the booklet with you. And
yes.
Can you give this decree?
Okay. I am the violet flame. God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free. God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up to set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. And then, should I do the coda as well? The three times?
Sure.
I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Jake, is that more?
Oh, that's great, thanks. Okay, and we're going to get Scott to lead one, and then I'm going to lead one.
Okay.
Thanks, Carrie.
I am the violet flame. God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet, glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star, ignite. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. And the coda. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Michael.
All right. Together. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. Raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I'm going to lead one more, that way we'll have done it five times, one for each of the secret rays. Together. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. Raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful night. Raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom, star, ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might. Raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. With this healing, we accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory's mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. Mountain Devitt says, I sing a lot when I'm walking around town. And, you know, one thing I do is I sing too. I also give the violet flame when I'm walking around town. When I walk into a store, I'm giving the violet flame, or I'm giving Archangel Michael calls. I'm calling in the blue flame. I'm calling in the violet flame. I'm calling for it to be permanently stationed there and ever expanding and world unfolding even. And as we do call in this light, it will work. It can work. It does work. And we're moving into the golden way of being. So good thing to do to sing, give the violet flame, bring in the light of our heart wherever we go, and the angels and the ascended masters and the Christ beings and Jesus himself and Gautama Buddha and Lakshmi will all work through us and bring in God's victorious light. So, Rhonda, do you want to share something? We have a very short amount of time left. So what I would like to do is one more decree, rather than the rest of the decrees. I'm feeling good about the Great Divine Director decree because we're all, you know, part of achieving that divine abundance in all aspects of our lives, healing, in our finances, in a love life, in our relationships, in our divine plan being fulfilled. It all takes divine direction. So I'm feeling good about, after giving this next Lakshmi call, moving into the Great Divine Director call for the final call today.
Okay. So this is on page 8 of the PDF booklet. Let us give this. Invocation for funds to support all causes of the light. Beloved I Am and Ascended Hosts of Light, beloved Lakshmi, we call for Golden Light to descend for the fulfillment of all our projects that are of the light and all plans to fulfill our missions. Empower our causes of the light with abundance for the blessing of this planet and its people. And the mantra is a chant, Buddhist chant. Siddhi Buddhi Prade Devi Bhukti Mukti Pradyayini Mantra Murte Sara Devi Mahalakshmi Namostute. Siddhi Buddhi Prade Devi Mukti Mukti Pradyayini Mantra Murte Saradeva Mahalakshmi Namastute. Siddhi Buddhi Pradarevi Murti Bhaktu Mukti Pradyayini Mantra Murti Saradevi Mahalakshmi Namastute. Siddhi Buddhi Pradarevi Mukti Mukti Bhakti Mukti Pradyayini Mantra Murti Saradevi Mahalakshmi Namastute. Siddhi Buddhi Pradarevi Bhukti Mukti Pradyayini Mantra Murti Saradevi Mahalakshmi Namastute. Om. And this means bestower of intelligence and success and worldly enjoyment and liberation, with the mantra always as your form, Goddess Mahalakshmi, obeisance to you. And what we're doing is we're literally calling forth the light of that blessed energy of abundance when we call to those who stand on the line of abundance. It brings forth, they blaze forth the light of the line that they stand on when you call to them. So back to you, Michael.
All right, well, let's try Bob one more time, because I know Bob was pretty good at mantras, so I'd love if you can give this mantra. Bob, we got a working line here? Or what's going on?
Yeah, am I here? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you this time.
Okay.
You want to leave this mantra a couple times?
Yeah, okay. Siddhi Buddhi Prade Devi Bhukti Mukti Prade Devi Mantra Murti Sada Devi Mala Lakshmi Namastute. Siddhi Buddhi Prade Devi Bhukti Mukti Prade Yini Mantra Murti Sada Devi Mala Lakshmi Namastute. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate that. So, we're going to move on to the Great Divine Director Decree. We have 15 minutes left in the live broadcast, so we're going to be fairly efficient about that time. And we're going to have a little meditation after that. So, moving to the Great Divine Director Decree, page 11. And maybe I'll lead the first one, and then we'll pass her up. So, and then Bob maybe could be the second one. So, let's open this up. Actually, Bob, you want to lead this one, the Great Divine Director Decree? It's... page 11.
Okay, yeah, I'm in a public place, so I'll have to do best I can. Okay, in the name of our mighty I Am Presence and Christ Self, we call for complete oneness with our divine self within, and we call for the Great Divine Director to assist us to gain understanding of our divine mission in life, show us what direction to take, and light up the bright pathway so that it's easy to take, easy to see and take. We decree for our fortunes to be increased with abundance, with grace and ease. So, Divine Director, guide my way. Show me what to do each day. Lead me up the Christic path. Shine the light on my behalf. Divine Director, we appeal. Align us with God's holy will. Expose me to the truth of being. Christ I Am, divine pure seeing. Divine Director, pierce the veil. Truth and justice now unveil. My plan divine, my greatest mission, I am full Christ, evil revelation. I am Christ's all-seeing eye, I am true guidance from on high, I am God vision, Christic action, holy will, this is my passion.
Feel free to give this one two more times.
Sorry, two more times? Divine Director, guide my way. Show me what to do each day. Lead me up the Christic path. Shine the light on my behalf. Divine Director, we appeal. Align us with God's holy will. Expose me to the truth divine. Christ I am, divine pure seeing. Divine Director, pierce the veil to truth and justice. Now unveil my plan divine, my greatest mission. I am full Christ revelation. Divine Director, guide my way. Show me what to do each day. Lead me up the Christic path. Shine the light on my behalf. Divine Director, we appeal. Align us with God's holy will. Expose me to the truth of being. Christ I am, divine pure seeing. Divine Director, pierce the veil. To truth and justice now unveil. My plan divine, my greatest mission. I am full Christ, revelation. I am Christ's all-seeing eye. I am true guidance from on high. I am God vision, Christic action, holy will. This is my passion. Sealing?
Healing.
We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and to bring us into oneness with our divine mission and purpose in life. Almighty I am in thee, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Almighty I am. Thank you, Bob. We're going to now move in. That was awesome. Very powerful. We're going to move into a little meditation now. We're going to have a song here. The song is called Song to the Mother, Kendra Jewel, and it's in angelic. And so, Rhonda, do you feel inspired to lead us in a meditation into this song? To, you know, part of the reason we're going to play this song to the mother in angelic is because the Divine Mother is the source of that abundance, really. It's the mother and the father, of course, but the mother being the material realm loves and nurtures creation. So as we heal our relationship with the divine mother and the material realm, we will be experiencing the age of the mother. And the age of the mother is the golden age, which is the age of Aquarius. And the age of the mother is the age of the personalization of God, meaning that it's about us really experiencing God in creation. That's the age of the Divine Mother, experiencing the abundance of God, the golden way of being within creation, and no longer feeling separate from our source. And that is the age we are co-creating with the Divine Mother, with the Divine Father, and entering in together as sons and daughters of God. Rhonda?
Okay, so let us get into a meditative place, both in our hearts and with our physical bodies. Relax, get into a lotus, or simply find a place to sit up where you're feeling very comfortable and start to feel peace around you, the peace of the light, peace of the beauty and energy of truth. And allow that peace to infill you, allow that peace to come over you, allow that peace to literally become a total, complete part of your being. And now take a deep breath and let it out. And go within and feel now the energy and light of the flame of abundance coming into your field. See it as a powdery gold, totally encircling your field. It is not a dense color. It is light. It is a yellow, brilliant yellow light. And truly infills your aura and it twinkles because it's active and alive. And it's moving into and around your body and moving out to your aura and back into your body. And all these little twinkles are like little elementals having so much fun leaping around, truly enjoying themselves. Little leprechauns, little elementals bringing forth gold pieces and clunking them right there at your feet. And you see this pottery gold simply falling into your aura, into your being. And it comes with a divine mission, the mission that you are meant to be on, the mission of your true self. Where are you meant to go? What are you meant to do? It comes with an understanding of how to use these gold coins. What is God's plan for these coins? The plan of the light within you, of your real self within, that self that is made in the image of God, and that is your flame of God within you. The mission is exposed as the coins descend, and you see and you are enlightened as to what next step to take. You feel the masters all around you. You sense their presence, and they're all guiding and literally giving advice. Those masters that are closest to you are right there offering their assistance, offering words of wisdom, guiding you in the right direction, slowly nudging you, assisting you so that you know what to do next and you feel it and you feel totally enlightened in that way. And so we move into this song and we feel the light as we move into it and allow this beautiful golden light to bless us throughout the week in the form of outer money and outer material things that will assist us on the path.
Maria.
Meditation. Rhonda, did you want to seal the meditation?
In the name I am that I am, we do call for the sealing of this meditation, that it may go forth in the light, that all of our energies may be blessed fully, and that nothing that is not of the light, anything that is not of the light is not allowed in. That all that is allowed in is pure, beautiful, loving, full abundance. I am light, light, light. And so it is done. It is finished. It is sealed. Amen.
Amen. We have 4 minutes left in the live broadcast. Thanks so much for all the many people who have joined us today. So grateful for the beautiful flames. I think we've had about 10 callers today. Which is almost a high for us. So thanks so much for being in your presence. And I'd love to see this continue every week to have many, many beings calling in, souls of light. And I loved our conversation in the beginning. So I just want to share before, just maybe give everyone a little minute. I muted myself. Whatever initiations we are walking through, whether they're in health or relationships or finances, that not to give up before the miracle. And like the beginning of this service with the picture, the beautiful angel in the rainbow, expect a miracle. And that is a way of being for each one of us. Expect a miracle. It's already within us. The dew drops, the sun rising in the morning, the beautiful setting in the park, the trees, the wind blowing, and the leaves. Those are all miracles, and nothing moves without the divine light. And that miracle of God is ready to infill into our lives and do all those aspects as we love and accept ourselves. And I really appreciate what Joe shared earlier, to write a forgiveness letter to myself, to ourselves, to write a forgiveness letter to ourselves. And I'm going to do that, and also to write some to anybody else who needs to write a forgiveness letter to. So thanks for all the wisdom that was shared today. Many blessings. We have 2 minutes left on the live broadcast. I'm going to open the mics and see who else would like to share in those 2 minutes.
Well, I just want to say thank you. That really, I needed that today. Feel a lot more at peace. Thanks.
Wonderful, Carrie. So nice to have you join us. And feel free to call in anytime. We'd love to hear your voice. And you're a beautiful soul. We can feel it from here. So thanks for shining your light in South Africa.
Thank you for including me.
Scott, you want to share?
Oh, I just want to say it was great being with everyone today. And have a nice day. Some of you, I guess, it's moving into to the evening, and enjoy the full moon on Sunday. We had a full moon, Capricorn, I think, something like that. And you're more than you know, and when you know it, there's always more. And
all right. Scott.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to tell you. You have 30 seconds. So I'm just going to go down to the bottom, the very, very last page for the service. So everyone who joined us, you get the last page. It will empower it, even if it cuts off while we're giving it. You can give that with us, the sealing of the service today. Really appreciate it. It will empower. It will multiply the light. We're calling light to be multiplied and felt throughout planet Earth and our four lower bodies. We'll get this call together on page 15 together. And the name I Am That I Am, we call for the sealing of this service and all of the energies invoked. We call the beloved goddess Fortuna to bless us with divine supply to multiply our service in the light and multiply these calls for the blessing of all mankind and Mother Earth. In the name of the Father, the Mother, Son, and Holy Spirit, it is done, it is finished, it is sealed. Amen. So we are now on recorded time. There's a little bit of time left. We'll just not stretch it out too much, but do a little more sharing. Thanks, Scott, for your sharing. And Jewel.
Oh, thank you, everyone, for leading the show. I'm sorry I couldn't be part of it all. But thank you for sending out some violet flame into the abundant life. I'm going through some financial insecurity myself and really feeling the pinch, actually, around the finances. So I do appreciate some light being shone into that. And I know a lot of people have been having theirs come up around that on the planet. So that's where I'm at, and going to continue to turn it over to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jewel, for sharing your process, and that's important. And Rhonda, you want to share?
Yes, and I've loved the fact that people come to our show seeking ways to move higher, and we're always willing to share that. And of course, all of these things that we do in the show are all tools that you can take with you and use throughout your day and your week, and simply do more with them. There's simply a beginning, initial way of getting started on things. And so join us again, and we certainly enjoyed having you all. I know for me, I really enjoyed all the people that always join us, and we're always so grateful. Because, as you know, they say, what is a life without friends? It's friends that make it all so beautiful and so real. So thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. And we'll see you next week on Violet Flame Saturday. We will be back. Let's affirm, remember, we were given a golden coin of Lakshmi. Can we keep that golden coin in our aura? It's a golden coin that will multiply as we need it. So whenever we need to dip into that abundance, just remember that golden coin is within us. The bank of Lakshmi, the bank of Hercules is within us. And we can always access it as we choose to surrender our illusions and move into oneness with the Divine Mother. Health blessings, healing blessings, awakening blessings for Carrie in South Africa. Divine direction blessings for Sarah, love and light for Joe, and for more white lights to show up in her pictures and photos, and blessings on Bob on the rest of his trip, his partner in Mount Shasta, and blessings to you all. We'll see you next week on Violet Flame Saturday, and if you're feeling inspired, we can always benefit and spread the light with a donation, as this is a charity. This is a mission from God. This truly is something that we have dedicated our lives completely and totally and fully to, and we can use some help financially to get to the next phase. So if you are inspired, then please feel free. There's the donation button at the bottom of the description of this show. Love you all, and we'll see you next time on Violet Flame Saturday. Thanks, Jewel. Thanks, Rhonda. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you
all who joined.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Jewel.
Thank you, Scott, Carrie, and Sarah, and Joe, and everyone who joined us. Thank you. And Mountain
Dew.
Jewel.
Yes, 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 I love you. 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 Oh.